helping students and healthcare professionals not just survive, but thrive with a purpose. This is the CMDA Student Pulse Podcast with your host, Bill Reichart, National Director of CMDA Campus Ministries.
Well, welcome to another episode of CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast. I'm Bill Reichart, National Director for Campus and Community Ministries here at CMDA. And I've got on our episode today, Luke Okamuro from Touro University in California. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let me give a quick bio, and I'm excited about this conversation we're about to have, and I'll explain in just a minute why. But Luke is a second-year osteopathic medical student at Touro University in California. He likes to make it known that he grew up in sunny Southern California, always sunny in Southern California, completed his undergraduate degree at University of California, San Diego. Not a bad place to do undergraduate, I imagine. Luke has been serving as president of our Touro CMDA chapter. Some of the class highlights, and one of which we were just talking offline here, GHO trip to Guatemala, which just happened, Remedy West in 23, and the Generous Giving Jog, Journey of Generosity. And that is what we're going to focus on during our conversation. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. And Luke hopes to become a family medicine physician in the future. So that is your journey as you look forward in your vocation of medicine. So, Luke, thank you so much for, again, joining us and being a part of this conversation. This journey of generosity, we're going to use JOG as kind of a shorthand, but this is something that I believe, the reason why we're talking, I'll just let our audience know, the reason we're talking is I believe that it's an opportunity like this, which is people have to believe this when we're going to tell them. It is turnkey. It is easy to have access to. There's a lot of underwriting that goes into in terms of the cost. So there's very little friction and few barriers to really get involved and connected with something like this. But this becomes a significant conversation in the spiritual formation and development of all those who attend. And we've had chapters like yourself, folks like yourself do this, and everyone who walks away having done a journey of generosity has had their life impacted in a special way. And again, we're interested in, obviously the best medical professional, healthcare professional one can become is important, but we also want to make sure that through CMDA, those medical students and healthcare professionals that are involved in CMDA are growing into maturing followers of Christ and growing in a deeper love and dependence in their walk with the Lord. That is primary, and that is what we're often focused on, and that's what this journey of generosity, these jogs, do. So before we get too much into the conversation, just in a nutshell, as best as you can describe it, kind of elevator pitch, what is a journey of generosity? What is a jog?
Yeah, so a journey of generosity or a jog is, it's a retreat that's put on by this faith-based organization called Generous Giving. And it's a retreat that's, as you said, it's aimed at getting Christians thinking about God and money in particular. And so they do so by providing a facilitator for this retreat. It's somebody who is trained by Generous Giving to lead these retreats. And in our case, they had actually a couple from Texas, both of whom were physicians, come and facilitate this for our group. So I think they really try to match the facilitator to, you know, the particular group and their sort of demographics. And so, yeah, they're really, the retreats are really big on being sort of discussion-based. So it's like the facilitators aren't coming and teaching like a set curriculum, but they're really seeking to facilitate discussions over things like video testimonials, through recorded sermons, through even just even facilitating Bible study and getting us thinking through and discussing the topic of generosity and, you know, how God is specifically speaking to us as individuals about how we can be growing in that as well. So,
yeah. Fantastic. Although I know you said generosity, in particular money and those resources that God has entrusted us. And I know that can be a big part, but I think it's safe to say too, it's not the only aspect. I mean, it's a generous spirit that permeates all that we have and all that we are. And in creating that and leaning into what does that look like as a Christ follower to be a generous person, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely something that they emphasize, especially to medical students who right now we're we don't have the most like monetary resources to be able to give. But as you say, yeah, generosity is a matter of the heart first and foremost.
Right.
And I think they do a good job of emphasizing that and inspiring us to be generous with, you know, whatever God gives us in the particular season of life we're in.
Yes, fantastic. Well, the thing too, and you pointed this out in one of our earlier conversations, which I thought was really spot on, was they don't just talk about generosity. They're modeling it by really being generous with the finance. I mean, because there's a cost in setting up a venue and providing all the food and the travel and transportation to get the speakers there. I believe they cover all of that. I think that's all covered.
Yeah, they foot the bill for everything.
Yeah.
So for us, it was free. And as you say, I think that they're trying to, you know, practice what they preach, if you will, what they stand for as an organization. And as they're seeking to inspire generosity in the next generation, they're trying to be examples of that.
Okay. So you hear about Journey of Generosity, you hear the jog. What compelled you to attend? Because, I mean, let's face it, you're busy. You know, it's going to take your time. It's going to take some energy, some focus. What got you there?
I think it was just hearing from, like, a mentor. He's a physician who serves as an advisor for the club. Mm-hmm. He was the one who initially brought the jog to my attention. Okay. He had heard about this actually from one of your podcasts actually many years ago where you were interviewing, I don't know if you remember, but it was like a Harvard guy who'd gone through the MBA program there. So he'd heard about it and then he was able to in the past, you know, get the jogs for the Toro group, you know, a handful of times. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was speaking very highly of the retreat. Mm. And, you know, me being the president, he got it going and, you know, there is a lot of encouragement from his end that, you know, you should be there and it's going to be well worth your time. Because I was, you know, skeptical. I mean, it sounds too good to be true.
Well, yeah, you almost kind of wonder, okay, so when is the time, you know, the quote timeshare pitch come in? You know, what are they selling, right? But nothing in regards to that.
No, it really surpassed, I think, the expectations that I had, not just in terms of, you know, them paying for everything and being so generous, but the quality of the content and the quality of the discussions that the facilitators were able to, you know, sort of draw out of us. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing it too in the context of your club. And so I think deepening the relationships, getting deeper, like finances is one of those things that it is something that most people are not fully comfortable talking about it. But I think hearing from older Christians, like these mentors who come in the club and just all the ways that God is convicting them to be more generous and how they're thinking about very specific ways to just be more generous with their time, talents, and resources was really inspiring.
Yeah, I think that's the power of these too, because you're doing it within your own situational context, your healthcare professionals, students, and you have these healthcare professionals coming to help facilitate, and so it's not theoretical. There's real practical. They've learned how to live this out, and you know they're still learning, and they're bringing that to the discussion. And you all are in the kind of a very similar situation as medical students, and so there's a certain degree of safety in that, and honesty and transparency, but also just being able to speak in a very powerful, I think, way when you're in that kind of contextual situation. I think there's a real value in that.
Absolutely. They're not heavy-handed at all, you know, about like their goal is really to inspire, not to sort of shame. Their goal is to, you know, through these discussions, share about the particular way that God is speaking to each of us about how we can be growing in generosity, because it's going to look different for different people. Mm-hmm. And so I think those were some of the core principles that, you know, they sort of as an organization stood for, And that, like you said, helped to cultivate safety and just more of an open space for us in those discussions.
Well, looking back, I mean, you kind of look back on this experience. What was one or two kind of epiphanies, aha moments, things that you walked away with, had not thought before or even thought how you might apply it until you had gone through the jog?
The biggest thing was just getting a bigger perspective of how generous I could be, even as a medical student. Like a lot of the videos and all the content, and like it's not aimed at students in particular, it's aimed at Christians because God calls us all, you know, to have that spirit of generosity.
Exactly.
And whether we have much or we have little, you know, I think about like the widow who made an offering to the temple in like Mark 12, and she only gave a few cents, but Jesus praises her because she gave out of, you know, her poverty rather than, you know, giving from her wealth. And so I think coming out of the retreat, I was thinking about more about how could I be generous in the context, that God had me in. And it wasn't hard, to start seeing, you know, opportunities to give my time. Like my church this past summer, we have like a summer volleyball ministry. So I was helping out with that summer volleyball ministry to the high schoolers, starting up like a summer basketball ministry too, to also minister. And even to start being generous with the different tools and skills that the Lord has been developing in me through medical school. So like as an osteopathic physician or in training, we learned kind of like that manual therapy that osteopaths are kind of distinguished by. And so that's been super, I've been loving that. That's been so helpful because I've been able to like serve members at church who, you know, are complaining with musculoskeletal pain. As you said, we went to Guatemala recently.
Exactly.
So we were doing some of that on the patients that God brought. And then I think even in the resource department, you know, God placed it in my heart to work this summer to make some money, to save it. But then also to give some of that to the church and to, there's a lot of summer short-term missions trips that always happen. And so using that to further the kingdom as well. So there was just so much, you know, I could be generous with that God had shown me.
And it gives joy, doesn't it? I mean, that's the thing. It's not a onerous ought to, but you're doing it, as the scriptures say, as in a cheerful way. And that's what the Lord appreciates. But it's coming from the heart, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think one of the big things that they emphasize, man, I'm giving all the curriculum away.
Well, you're not. I trust you're teasing it because, you know, and it's not just the curriculum. It is the experience too, right?
It is the experience, absolutely. Okay. I just want to say that one of the things they emphasize is that we're able to be generous because God was first generous to us.
Yes.
Right? And that's the crux of it. We're not being generous to earn God's favor or to earn something from God, like a special blessing or something. You know, God gave that to us through Christ. He's already given to us his favor through the cross of Jesus Christ. And then the Christian response to that overflow of God's generosity is just to be generous ourselves. And there's a great joy in that. There's great freedom in that.
Amen. Well, so we're not going to give it all away, obviously. And again, it's you can get content. We're in an information overload kind of culture. I mean, we can get information for, you know, as much as we want, as often as we want. But having these contexts of community, discussion, as you mentioned, the transparency, and doing this together in a group of like-minded individuals in the same, you know, professional space, I think is really where the real value comes along. And disconnecting from your routine, because you're getting away and you're having time to kind of a little unplug, too, from all the things that, you know, that can grab your time and attention, and you're spending time in these discussions. So there's real value in this besides just, it's not about just knowing new information, because a lot of things you said, I think, you know, we've heard in a sermon perhaps, or we've heard in a Bible study, but it's really getting them from those, 18 inches from the head to the heart, right? It's getting them, to live out. Well, you know, as we're kind of bringing our conversation to a close, I really want to talk about next steps. And I should tell our audience too, you know, we're having these similar conversations about jogs with camps advisors like Tom, who helped, and seeing ways that our camps advisors can help be facilitators on this. But, you know, if it, there's a student is often, you know, listening to this podcast, they're going to walk away going, well, I'd like to have this opportunity on my campus. What would you recommend they do next?
Yeah, so I would recommend that they look up the website, Generous Giving. Mm-hmm. There's some great videos on there and a little bit of an explanation about, you know, what a jog is. And there's, I believe, a little survey you can fill out for them just to get to know you and potentially for a jog to get set up. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be the number one way. Also, I want to mention on the website, all their videos are actually available on their website. Mm-hmm. So these were some of the videos that we were going through during our jog and, and discussing. I found that they were all on the website. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that if you're interested, check out. Mm-hmm. You can kind of get a sense of like what the discussions might be like and what it will be centered on. And then, yeah, I would just also recommend reaching out to any mentors, anyone connected to CMDA. As you're saying, you know, there's discussions and stuff happening amongst a lot of them to, I think, get this more on people's maps. And so, yeah, that would also be helpful.
Well, let me, I think those are all great things, Luke. I'm going to add to anyone listening or watching, we're going to put this in the show notes. We'll put that link, but I'm also going to put some information to reach out to us, and that is our office here at CMDA headquarters, myself and my team here. We want to help whatever it's going to take, you know, to kind of get over that initial, you know, inertia to try to move this forward. We've been partners with Generous Giving. Again, that's how Tom heard it, because we had spoken about this in earlier podcasts, and we're continuing to try to kind of move the needle in getting more and more of these jogs available and out there for chapters to access and be a part of. So we're invested in this as CMDA, and we want to help come alongside and help do what we can to help facilitate that and make the right connections, make sure it goes from, you know, desire and interest to actual, you know, something actionable and can actually happen. And we'd be very excited to see more jogs happen like the one that you had a chance to experience. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, this has been great. Let me just allow you to have the final word in this regard. Again, students like yourself are going to be listening to this podcast. Do you want to just say, you know, kind of a word of exhortation to them as to, hey, you know, there's a lot of reasons not to do something like this, perhaps, but why they should really consider this, why this should be an opportunity they really should press in on?
Yeah. The facilitators who came to do the jog explained kind of their heart as to why they do it. And they said, because a conversation like this can be life-changing for somebody. They've seen it. People who haven't been exposed to the scriptures teaching on the topic of generosity and finances, coming to realize that and just their lives being completely changed by that. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the potential that something like this can have. Hopefully, you know, we've all heard a lot of these principles before at church, like you're saying, but yeah, there's definitely people out there who haven't. Maybe even non-Christians who are attending some of your club meetings who would be maybe shocked, you know, just to hear about the radical call of giving that scripture calls us to, which I think is just a great testimony, you know, to the watching world, that Christianity isn't, you know, this hateful thing as it sometimes is portrayed as, but really at its core, it's about love and about giving and about hospitality and all these different things. And so that would be my exhortation.
That's great. That's a great way to end our conversation. Luke, thank you so much for, again, being a part of this podcast and this conversation. Again, we're going to put all that information that you and I mentioned in the show notes so people will have an opportunity to follow up in a very practical way. Again, okay. Luke, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.
Well, this is the part of the podcast where we tell you some things you need to know. First of all, on all of our podcasts, we encourage you to visit our website, studentpulse.com. thepulsepodcast.com, where you can get the show notes and oftentimes the links we've mentioned with our guests, you can find there. And that information is available on every podcast. But some things you need to know is, first of all, we'd like to have you check out our Student Life app. It's on the App Store or through Google Play. And this is the one-stop shop for the information that you need to have. We have, of course, our podcasts on the Student app. We have group studies, Bible studies that you can do personally or use in small groups or large group meetings at your campus chapter. Also, we have Faith Prescriptions. Now, Faith Prescriptions is a 20-plus curriculum video series that is available on the CMDA website, but we've made available just on the app the top five what we think are student applicable and relevant episodes that are available to you and your local student chapter. So check that out on the app as well. Also, as always, want you to check out our socials at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're there, and that is a place where you can get the most current information and the things that are important for you. And of course, we share a lot of pictures, and you can see the kind of events that are happening all through CMDA. One of the things that's coming up is GMHC, Global Missions Health Conference, and that is in Louisville, Kentucky in early November. You can go to medicalmissions.com to get all the information, but we put that information on our socials. We put announcements on the app. So any of those locations, you can get the information that you need to know. As always, we're grateful that you're listening to CMDA Student Pulse Podcast, and we look forward to talking to you next time. Take care.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the organization. CMDA is non-partisan and does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on Student Pulse Podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members.